Archers for the week 30th of June to the 5th of July 2002.
Phil is taking charge of the big match.
Will it do?
It's clean enough to eat your dinner off.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, you needn't have any worries about bringing the grain in here.
Oh, the respirator, thanks.
Yeah, Ruth said you'd forgotten to bring it over.
Yeah. Yeah, no, mind you, I'm not going to spray the walls till later. I still haven't checked the belt tension.
Is there anything I can do?
Well, you could grease the bearings at the bottom of the elevator, if you like.
Right. It's always a palaver getting the store ready for harvest, isn't it?
Yeah. Wouldn't mind if the prices were decent.
Imports at silly prices, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Now, how are you fixed for Tuesday?
What, when we go to the Royal?
Yeah.
Oh, we should be all right.
Well, that's partly what I came to check. Thought you'd be short-handed. With not having Kenton.
Ah! Don't worry, you're better off without him.
I must say, I wasn't surprised at what happened.
It was getting beyond a joke, Dad. He kept letting us down.
Yes, I fully understand why you've let him go.
I mean, to be honest, it's a relief not having to keep an eye on him all the time.
Well, perhaps Elizabeth will find something for him to do.
Oh, I'm glad it's their problem, not ours. Now, can I have the oil a minute?
Here you are.
Thanks. Oh, what time do you make it?
Nearly 10:50.
I'll never get the belt finished before the match.
What? Well, the single wicket doesn't start for over 3 hours.
Dad?
I should know. I'm umpiring.
There is another game on as well, you know.
Any chance of a topple?
Here.
Did you see the match?
No, I missed it. Phoebe had a tummy upset.
Oh, no. Not during the final.
Yeah, all the way through.
That's rotten luck.
That's nothing serious. She'd been guzzling too many plums and we weren't looking.
You can't have taught her right. She needs to understand the World Cup is special.
Poor little mite.
Well, that's why she hasn't come down to watch her daddy playing cricket.
Well, what you've been up to, cricket?
Oh, that's fighting talk.
Yeah, I'm through to the second round, aren't I?
Yeah, yeah. William Grundy will sort you out there.
Oh, yeah.
He will do. If Emma Carter's got anything to do with it. Have you seen her?
Yeah, cheering her head off for him. So, what do you reckon are your chances, Sid?
Ah, well...
You've got to be one of the favourites.
Normally, I might have been in with a shout.
You've been racing around the field like nobody's business.
I've got to admit, I am feeling pretty chirpy.
You should be, with your wedding coming up.
I quite fancy my chances, I would, except... Well, you've seen who I'm playing.
Yeah, Lucas.
Last of the first round ties, aren't you?
Just my luck. He really looks the part.
He says he's nothing special.
That's only modesty.
Yeah, that's what I reckon too.
He'll probably pulverise, you said.
Oh, thanks very much.
Yeah, he looks so relaxed.
Where is he now?
By the pavilion, chatting with Kate and Phil.
He's got talent, that lad. You can always tell.
Hiya.
Hi.
Hello, love.
So, have you been knocked out yet?
Oh, cheers, Kirsty. Nice vote of confidence.
You should have seen him. He slaughtered David Archer.
Slaughtered is an understatement.
Oh, I wish I'd seen it. My auntie called in and I couldn't get away till now.
I didn't have you down as a cricket fan.
Well, I'm not really. I've been conned into helping with the barbecue.
Not conned? You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Oh, yeah? I needed that.
I've told you. I'll get you off work so we can go to the Royal Show together on Tuesday.
Oh, come on, Tom. It's no good. Helen won't have it.
Don't worry about her. I've got an idea.
I suppose doing this barbecue is good practice for the wedding.
Yes. Everyone's looking forward to the hog roast.
We'll do you proud.
Oh, you're feeling nervous, Sid.
A little bit.
Oh, I suppose that's only natural.
I reckon he's a lot quicker than he lets on.
Eh?
Yeah. If he's not fast, I bet he turns it square.
I'm talking about the wedding. What are you on about?
Hey, this could be it, lads. Lucas is going to the middle.
Right then. Drinks break over.
Roy? How's Phoebe? Mum said she was sick when she called round.
Well, she's fine. Too many plums, that's all.
Hi, Kate.
Hi. Really? She's okay now?
Yeah, fine. When I left her.
If you're ready to resume, gentlemen.
We'd best get cracking.
Mum's going to take her and Nolly to see the deer. Well,
she can do that later in the week, Kate. Any chance of you washing out these glasses, Kirsty?
Oh, Tom?
Well, we'll need them again later. And do you know how to get the barbecue going?
Tom, go away now.
Okay.
And good luck. Oh, what a way to spend Sunday afternoon.
I'm only here because of Lucas.
Well, you wouldn't catch me here if it wasn't for Tom.
He doesn't know anything about the game.
No.
So this is sort of moral support.
I'm the same. Tom doesn't say much. But I know the competition's important to him. You know, because of John.
A little more. A little bit more. That's it. Middle and leg. Thanks.
Are you happy with mid-on, or do you want to bring him in closer?
Why not tonight?
William! Yeah, come in. About three. And, what about Gully dropping back?
Sorry?
Well, Sid Hammers it square. You're probably best moving him back.
Oh, all right then.
Tom, yeah, can you just drop back a bit?
Okay. Don't mind me. I can wait all day.
Right, and how about another slip?
And to be honest, Barry, I don't think it'll make any difference where the fielders are.
All right, I get you. Fast Yorker coming up, eh?
Pardon?
Are we nearly ready?
Good idea. No argument when you clean bowl them. Yeah, we're done, Phil.
Well, in that case, play.
Chase
her,
Tom! Chase
her!
Oh, nice shot, Sid!
Oh, they've been playing for ages.
Oh, it's nearly finished now.
Good.
Where do you want the veggie burgers?
Oh, down that end. All the veggie stuff's going there.
I thought the blokes were supposed to be doing all this.
Well, if you wait till the game's over, the food won't be ready for ages.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And I don't know about you, but I'm starving.
At least cooking is marginally more interesting than watching cricket.
Oh, it's exciting with Tom in the final. If he gets Sid out, he wins.
Oh, dear. You know the funniest part.
What was that?
Neil Carter's face when he lost.
Oh, yeah. Mind you, it can't be easy losing to your son.
Oh, well done, Chris Carter, I say. And Lucas didn't do any better.
Oh, no. How for a duck? I felt sorry for him.
No need. He's not bothered.
Really?
Of course not. It's only a game.
Well, actually, he didn't seem to mind, did he?
No.
Even when Sid was carting him all over the place.
Lucas is only playing because Roy talked him into it. He likes getting involved in village life while we're over.
Mm. Oh, no. Sid's really going for it, isn't he?
If you say so.
What's it like? You know, being back.
That's okay. Well, sort of weird, really.
Yeah?
Yeah. I feel like I belong and I don't belong here all at the same time.
What? It's not home anymore?
No. Joburg's home now.
Oh, it must be great living somewhere exciting.
It suits us. Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
Noticed many differences while you've been back.
In our bridge, come on.
Yeah, I know.
Nothing ever changes here. Everyone still loves a good scandal.
Oh, don't they just?
Mum still fusses over me all the time.
Oh, isn't that what you've come back for?
Yeah, she's the same as always. That's funny. Dad's the one who's... I don't know.
What?
That's probably not him. It's me. Yeah. Things are bound to feel different if you haven't seen someone for ages.
Yeah, of course they are.
Save me a juicy one.
Hey, get back on, you slacker.
I had to change my boots.
Well, get on now. See if you can stop Sid murdering Tom.
Oh, it's too late, I'm afraid. Tom did really well to get in the final, but Sid looks unstoppable.
Wait a minute, can you?
Hold on, Tom.
The scoreboard's right, is it, Phil?
Yes.
2-2 then.
That's right. Rub it in, why don't you?
Wanted to be sure, that's all. Ready when you are.
No sense in prolonging the agony.
Play.
Shot! Oh, that's through the field.
Good work.
This end, Lucas.
Shoot! Give a shift on Sid!
Ah, oh, way to go, Lucas!
Did I make it?
I'm afraid not, Sid.
Well,
that's out.
You were great out there.
That was a fantastic dive.
Soccer's my game, not cricket.
Oh, you could have warned us you were a goalkeeper.
Okay. There's no chance of you playing for England, is there? I mean, you're not eligible through marriage or anything like that.
I don't think so. Yeah, we could do with beefing up our defence.
Now, if it was Manchester United you were asking about...
Oh, you don't support Man U, do you?
What? You seem such a nice bloke.
Only since Quentin Fortune joined them. I've taken a slight interest.
Oh, he watches every match he can.
Well, it's a shame you don't play cricket. You're great in the field.
Well, soccer's what we played in the townships.
Nele's played cricket a few times, hasn't he?
Mm.
One of Lucas's brothers.
Yeah, once or twice. Cricket's really opening up in South Africa. There've been some development programmes.
Yeah, who's that fella? Ntini?
Oh, Makai Ntini.
That's it. He's pretty fast.
I should say. You wouldn't want him at one end and Pollock at the other.
Not much, you wouldn't.
Ah, oh, who picked all the steaks? Oh, well, don't look at me.
Well, someone's been wolfing them.
I'm veggie, remember?
I've been stuck with two sausages and a beef burger. Hardly the food of champions.
Oh, here we go. Winning's gone to his head.
All the fun's really nice.
Yeah, no thanks to you lot.
Hey, let's have a look at the trophy, Tom.
Yeah, don't get grease on it. Yeah. Well, the way you play, that's the only way you'll ever get your hands on it.
Oi, oi, oi. I was knackered when I batted. I spent all morning cleaning the grain store.
Yeah, yeah. And then had a few beers watching the football, I bet.
Along with the rest of the village.
Yes, well.
Oh, it's the second time Tom's won.
Oh, well done. It's all thanks to you, mate.
No.
It was.
Yeah, that's right. Tom's bowling was rubbish.
Brilliant, Lucas.
Oh, well, my mother says always accept a compliment. You never know when you get another one.
Yeah, that's equal with John now, isn't it? He won twice.
Yeah, he did. So, sort of a family tradition.
I don't know if anyone's still got a thirst.
Oh, now you're talking.
I thought you were hiding, licking your wounds, Sid. I've been getting these from the car. I thought a few lagers might go down well.
Mm. Brilliant. It would have been champagne if he'd won.
Hey, watch it, Tucker, or you'll be back on the lemonade.
Nice one, Sid.
No, seriously, you did a great job of organising the competition, Roy.
Oh, thanks. But it wasn't just me.
Kate, Lucas, you'll have one.
Oh, we should be getting back soon.
Oh, no, I can't let this man go without giving him a drink.
Me? I should be apologising to you for running you out.
No. That was a great piece of fielding.
Thanks.
Kate?
If I'm honest, Sid.
Oh, go on, then.
You deserve to win, not me.
Thanks.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you did. You batted miles better than me.
Yeah, even I thought so, and I can't stand cricket.
Well, maybe it's easier if you help yourselves, eh? Always willing to oblige.
That's it.
Here's to you, Tom.
Well done.
Thanks.
I admit, I wasn't doing too badly.
Ooh, it's the best I've seen you play in a long time.
Tom?
Oh, Tom.
But to be honest, I'm not all that upset about losing. Oh, that's got to be a first. No, I don't want to use up all my good luck at once.
Ah, oh, chilled. Brilliant.
I might have lost one prize today, but come Thursday, I'll get the one I really want.
Eddie's got a lot to turn over.
Eddie! Careful! Eddie!
Watch!
You're spilling muck all over.
It's compost, not muck. And the heap's got to be turned.
Of course it has, but not all over Willow Farm.
I'm sorry, mate.
Your heap's getting to be like something out of a horror movie, spreading everywhere.
Yeah, I'll clear up before I finish.
Well, you better.
I will.
It's no joke, this sort of mess.
I've said I'll clear it up, haven't I?
Yes, well.
Don't go on about it. I've had Linda Snell moaning at me all afternoon. She keeps asking me how long the JCB's staying in the paddock.
Well, I thought she didn't want it there in the first place.
Well, she didn't mind when I told her it was only for a few days.
A few days, eh?
Well, just while I'm fixing it. Well, there's no sense moving it till it's had a complete overhaul.
Which could take some time, I expect.
I'd get on a lot quicker if she didn't keep moaning on about me radio.
You amaze me.
Oh, she says I have it blaring out when I'm working.
Well, you do.
How's she to know? Oh, I'm sorry I've made a mess. Only I'm worrying because I'm short of time this week.
You're not so short you can't go to the Royal. Leastways, that's what Clary told Susan.
Yeah, we're off tomorrow. Going with David and Ruth.
You lucky beggar.
Yeah, which is why I'm in such a rush now. In fact, I was hoping to finish in good time for Sid to do.
Here, why is he holding it at the Goat and Night game?
Oh, he says the landlord's an old mate of his. There might be a locking.
Well, I can't see why he doesn't have it in the ball.
Yeah, you've got to go somewhere special for your stag night, didn't you?
Oh, well, I suppose so. It's just the hassle of getting there and back.
Some of us are sorted.
Yeah, I know, you jammy devil.
I'm quite looking forward to arriving by Bentley.
How did you manage that?
Dad was in the right place at the right time, that's all. Got me an invite from Sid. Oh, don't tell me you're having to drive yourself.
He was a lifesaver to me.
Oh, Mr. Woolley.
If he hadn't taken me on all those years back, I don't know how I'd have ended up. I was a right tear away then.
Yeah, well, weren't we all?
It sorted me out, having a steady job. And then, of course, meeting Polly.
So you reckon you owe him?
Oh, he was first on the list when I decided who to invite this evening.
Well, you thought there was going to be a few more.
Yeah, well, David and Alistair will be along any time. And Robert's hoping to get here.
Oh, well, that sounds more like it.
Are you ready for another?
Yeah, I wouldn't say no.
Mind you, I didn't turn into an angel when I started work.
No?
As soon as I get these in, I'll tell you what happened one night with the traffic cone.
Oh, yeah, the traffic cone.
You all right for a drink, Jack?
Oh, fine, thanks. Ah, can I join you?
Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Woolley.
Oh, it's going to be a good night, isn't it?
Let's hope so.
Though I can't help feeling sorry for Higgs, having to sip fruit juice while the rest of us enjoy ourselves.
Ah, well, goes with being a chauffeur, doesn't it?
Ah, all the same, I had to twist his arm to let me buy him a pint.
Really?
Mm, he's very abstemious on duty. But, as I pointed out, it's the only one he'll have all evening.
Steady.
You're working late.
Oh, hello. I've only popped back for a few minutes. Alistair's out and Daniel's safely tucked up.
Oh, it's a good job I saw you before I went banging on the front door. I take it from the hard pass.
Steady. Yes, you're right. Salome really doesn't like being wormed.
Do you want me to hold her?
Oh, do you mind? Be easy with the two of us.
Good girl. Good girl.
Now, Salome, let's have your mouth open. That's it.
I know it doesn't taste nice, but it won't take long.
That's it. I'm glad you didn't wake Daniel up.
Oh, he's not ill again.
All done, Salome.
You didn't like that, did you?
Oh, she won't look at her food if I try using powder.
All done now. Good girl.
Daniel's fine. In fact, the problem was getting him to bed in the first place. He was full of beans.
Bless him.
And his report came today. It's a good one.
Oh, that's encouraging. So he's put all his problems behind him, has he?
Seems to have done. It was the second nice surprise of the day.
Oh, what was the first one?
A couple of farmers ringing this morning. Alistair thought he'd lost them after all the business with Theo.
Oh, but he hadn't.
No, they want him to do some herd visits.
That's good.
Very good.
If you don't mind me asking, how much damage has that done to the practice?
Well, most of the clients seem to be staying, thank goodness.
Oh, it was such a horrible business.
We're through the worst of the fallout. Touch wood.
I wish I could be the third nice surprise, but...
What's the matter?
I'm honestly not sure we can close our eyes to it anymore, Shula. Janet.
Oh.
The way she's... Well, carrying on. It could have a very bad effect on St. Stephen's. In fact, on the whole village. And I thought it was time someone did something about it.
Have you got time for a drink?
I mean, all right, the sandwiches are very nice.
No, the crisps ain't bad.
Yeah, but it exactly wild, is it?
Not for a stag, no.
I mean, you know you're in trouble when Sid starts going on about traffic cones.
Oh, not that old chestnut again.
I mean, at least we should have had a stripogram here for a summer.
Well, there's nothing to stop you booking one.
Me? We need some little bit of cash to do that.
Like you?
Well... There's one person here with a few bob to spare.
Jack Woolley.
Yeah, why not?
Well, it's not his sort of thing, is it?
No.
Stripograms.
Oh, he's tight with the worst when they're let off a leash.
Not if it means spending their own money. Not like us. Always ready to fork out for a friend.
Hey, when did you ever do that?
I just have. Well, Higgs taught me to buy him a pint.
Higgs?
Oh, fair enough, though. He says it's the only one he'll have all evening. Obviously, Dollywood's going to be a big highlight. There's plenty of other things to do.
Like what?
The Country Music Hall of Fame, for a start. They've got Elvis's gold Cadillac.
Oh, that'll be worth seeing.
And there's the Grand Ole Opry.
It all sounds very exciting.
And naturally, Jolene wants to pick up the latest in line dancing while we're out there.
Hey, we can't have this.
What?
Your glass is empty, and so's mine.
No, I'm pacing
myself. I must get you something, though.
Well, I'm all right, really.
Tell you what, I'll get us halves.
Yeah.
Oh, can I squeeze past?
Yeah, can you manage?
Yeah, thanks.
All right, sit here, Sid?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's all going very well, isn't it?
It seems to be.
Yeah. Tell you who I feel sorry for.
Who's that?
John Higgs. On mineral water all night, he was telling me.
Best thing if he's driving.
Well, I bought him a pint anyway. One won't hurt, will it?
I'm not putting you out.
No, not at all. I'm glad of the company.
Oh, I'd much rather not interfere, but I'm not sure that's an option anymore.
Have a seat.
Oh, thanks. Perhaps it's time. Well, some sort of representation was made to the bishop.
I don't think that's necessary.
We can't simply ignore what's happening, Shula.
It's not being ignored.
Well, isn't that the point? How long before the papers pick it up? A vicar cavorting with one
Hardly
of her parishioners?
Cavorting.
Well, you know what the tabloids are like, though.
Yes.
Oh, they'll have a field day with a story like this. Oh, it's so messy. The Hathaways' marriage breakup.
That's not Janet's fault.
No?
No. Look, Auntie Chris, I shouldn't really be talking about this.
But you know something.
Look, I can tell you that far from being irresponsible, Janet's acted with complete integrity.
You sound very certain.
Yes, I am. And she's been in touch with the bishop throughout.
Oh, I see.
And as for the Hathaways breaking up, you do know, don't you, it's not Tim's baby Siobhan's carrying.
Oh. No, I didn't realise.
I'm not betraying any confidences saying that much. It's becoming common knowledge in the village.
So Janet's not the root of the breakup?
No, not at all.
Then who is the father?
Not Tim. That's the important thing.
Well, I can see there's a lot more going on than I know about.
I promise, Auntie Chris, the situation will resolve itself in due course.
Good. As long as we don't have to worry about St. Stephen's.
No, not at all.
You want to go steady on the spirits?
No, I'm all right. I'm getting a lift now.
Yeah, that's all very well, but if you've got to be up early in the morning...
No manage, no trouble.
Hey, we're in luck, lads. Hey?
Oh, yeah?
The best has definitely been less for last.
How do you mean?
Out by the checks. Jack Woody was on the phone.
So?
To a woman.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Check in what time she's going to arrive.
She's coming here.
He only asked her if she minds going all the way.
He never.
Right?
Oh, I reckon we're for a saucy French maid after all.
Oh, yes.
I knew he'd come up trumps.
What are you on about?
Jack Woolley's providing the entertainment. Mm.
Is he?
Exotic dancing.
Exotic? Oh, no.
Nice way to end off in.
Don't be ridiculous.
No. I was right behind him. I heard every word.
Rubbish. There's one way to find out. There he's off the phone. It's the Woolley.
Huh? Oh, enjoy yourselves, gentlemen.
Oh, we are now.
Oh, good. I understand we're in for some female company.
As a matter of fact, we are.
I told you. Anyone special?
Very much so. Aye. Peggy. Well, there's no need to look so surprised. With Higgs taken ill, how else will we get home? Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll pass on the good news to Sid. We're all right for transport. I've sorted it all out.
Oh, great.
We'll have to leave the Bentley here, of course.
Yeah, it'll be quite safe round the back.
And I do hope Higgs is going to be all right.
Yeah, he'll be fine in the morning.
I can't get a sensible word out of him. Must be some kind of bug.
Yeah, very possibly, yeah.
Luckily, Peggy doesn't mind coming for us.
You didn't phone for a taxi?
Huh? Oh, I didn't think about a taxi. But not as it matters.
No?
She's on her way now. She'll be happy to drop everyone off.
Well, that's very good of her.
Though it was hard work getting her to understand at first, she seemed quite fuddled.
You'd woken her up, had you?
Oh, I don't know.
Only with it being past midnight.
Is it? Oh, dear. You don't think she minded being disturbed, do you?
David and Ruth have got company at the Royal Show.
Isn't it great to be here?
It certainly is. Last year we wondered if there'd ever be another Royal Show.
You better get to know it this way.
Not quite what we expected for our day out.
Oh, as soon as we get inside, I need a cup of tea.
It's your own fault you're feeling poorly.
Oh,
Joe?
Sorry about that. I wanted to make sure it was shut.
Yeah, I think you've managed that all right.
Well, you'll set me head off again.
Are you sure you didn't mind Joe coming with us?
No, of course not.
Absolutely not.
Only with Eddie winning a few quid on the World Cup, didn't seem right leaving him behind.
It's very civil of you, giving us a lift.
It's a pleasure.
Has everyone got everything they need from the car?
Yeah, because remember, once we split up, you won't be able to get back in till later.
Yeah, hold on then, let's check.
You got any aspirin in your bag?
Don't think so.
You've got it bad then, Eddie.
I feel rotten. Must be the way they keep the beer at the Goat.
Sorry, love. We'll have to buy some inside.
It was a good night, though. I wish I could have stayed longer.
Yeah, not a bad send-off for Sid, I suppose. But pretty much it, so that's all right. Like I said on the way, Jack Woolley will be suffering worse this morning.
Imagine having to leave the Bentley.
I can't get over the idea of Peggy running a late-night taxi service.
She had a few words to say when she finally got to the port.
I bet she did.
So, are we all sorted?
Yeah, wait a minute. I just need...
Oh, look, that's Helen going in and out. She said she'd be here today.
Yeah, with her fancy manny tongue, eh? Leaving all the real work to William, as you do. Yeah, well, so good, I can't find me one.
Try the back seat, Joe. The car's not locked.
Oh, no, it ain't there.
Well, how do you know? You ain't even looked.
No, I distinctly remember he's leaving it on the kitchen table this morning. He must have forgotten to pick it up.
Oh, that's careless. Anyone might dip into it.
Well, it don't matter if they do, there ain't anything in it.
Don't worry, Joe. We'll sub you. Let's stop holding David and Ruth up.
Don't worry. You go ahead.
Are you sure?
We've got to lock up.
Right, see you in there.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right, Eddie. A nice cup of tea to start off.
Did Joe stop talking once on the way?
Only when he had the coughing fit.
Oh, yeah.
So much for quality time together.
Oh, well, at least we're not going to be stuck with him all day.
Can I get you a brochure, sir?
Actually, I was hoping for rather more personal attention.
Hello.
Hi, it's good to see you.
I was worried you might not be able to get away after all.
Oh, Jenny's in the country lifestyle area. She'll be there for ages.
We'd still better be careful. There are other people around.
Like who?
Tom Archer, for one. I saw him and his girlfriend earlier.
I'm simply looking at a trade stand. Nothing wrong with that, is it?
No.
I couldn't come all this way without saying hello
to both of you.
I've been looking forward to it all morning.
Oh, me too. It's a pity you have to be on your feet all day.
Oh, don't worry.
Company aren't pushing you too hard.
No. I get on well with them. That's why I agreed to do this.
And you've been kept busy?
Oh, there's been some interest.
Well, you're looking, I'm not surprised.
In our translation services.
As long as you're taking care of his offshore.
I am. I'm having plenty of breaks.
Good. When's the next one?
Not for a while, I'm afraid.
Oh. What's behind the display boards?
Spare leaflets? Kettle?
It looks a bit more private.
We really shouldn't go back there.
But you could be persuaded.
Well, isn't the customer always right?
Now, which class is this? Let's see, born on or before 31st August 1999.
Which would you choose?
Right. If we could have any of these bulls...
Pity they ain't horned.
What?
Well, it's like your lot at Brookfield. Pulled. Whereas the traditional proper Hereford
They've
is...
They've only got improved Herefords here, Joe.
Yeah, I know. Pity, that's all.
Well, I'm sure if you went off on your own and had a look round...
You might see all sorts of rare breeds.
Oh, no. I'm happy to keep showing you around.
Right.
Lucky I ran into you, really. You look lost on your own.
We'd have managed somehow, I expect.
Ah, well, still, it's better being in company, eh? Now... What do we fancy doing next?
We're not finished here yet. We haven't seen the cows and calves.
Oh, well, they're down this way. Come on.
Right.
You know, one year we should enter one of ours in a show.
Not the Royal.
Well, obviously, we'd start smaller. There's a couple of our heifers would scrub up nicely, I reckon.
Ah, now, if he wants advice on showing beasts, you know where to come.
You?
Well, me and William got posh twice or fourth place at Felbersham, remember?
Yeah, we'll bear you in mind then.
Here we are. Cows with calf at foot.
Why don't we have a look at the jerseys instead?
Jerseys?
Well, I mean, when you've seen one Hereford, you've seen them all.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you go and have a look? And what was the other thing you wanted to see?
Vintage tractors, wasn't it?
No, that's right. I wanted to see if they got any forges.
Well, as we're going on to look at the straw choppers...
Yeah, but might as well split up now, anyway.
The straw choppers, eh?
Yeah.
Ah, well, as a matter of fact, I wouldn't mind seeing some of the new machines myself.
Oh.
So, that's all right then, eh? We can stay in company a while longer.
This is like school dances.
Is it?
Sneaking behind the gym and dodging the teachers.
You told me you went to an all-boys school.
With an all-girls school close by.
Is that why you became such an expert?
I'm good, Emma.
Stop being smug.
Wish I could be with you more often, Danny.
Me too.
And you're honestly all right.
I'm fine.
Everything's settled down.
At the moment, anyway. I love being pregnant.
Oh, no, it suits you.
So what if one of the directors comes by?
We'll tell him I've just placed a very large order in Serbo-Croat.
Oh, yes.
And this is the customary way to seal the deal.
Oh, we're mad taking this kind of risk.
Just taking a risk.
Listen, I need to get back out there.
No, it's possible.
Sorry.
Are you busy tomorrow?
I needn't be.
Well, I've got a meeting at the Royal Hotel.
In Felbrushen?
Yeah. Finishes about 4 o'clock. If you happen to be free.
I might just call in.
I'll see you there.
Clary, I thought I recognised
you. Hello, Mrs. Aldridge.
Are you having a good time?
Fantastic.
Haven't they got some wonderful displays in here?
I've been looking at the lilies.
Yes, aren't they lovely?
Fat chance of growing anything this nice at home.
Oh, I don't know. They're not as difficult as you'd imagine.
They couldn't stand the way my Eddie uses a garden. Dumps rubbish everywhere.
Well, never mind.
Still, it's nice to see what other folk grow.
Oh, I love coming to the Royal. It's one of the places Brian took me when we first knew each other.
Oh, really?
Yes. So it holds some very special memories.
Is he here and all?
Last seen heading for Agribusiness and International.
Oh, don't blame me for not following.
We're going to meet up for lunch, though.
It's funny, isn't it, seeing so many faces you know here?
Yes, actually, I've spotted one or two myself.
I just ran into Tom and Kirsty. She was looking ever so nervous.
Nervous? Why?
She said Tom persuaded her to take the day off work to come here. And Helen Arch, you don't know.
Oh, well, Helen's one of the people I've seen.
That's it, isn't it? Kirsty's worried about running into her and having to explain why she's left Anya on her own in the shop.
Oh, at least the show's big enough to avoid people if you want to.
I'll say. It's going to be hard work tracking down Joe and Eddie so we can have lunch together.
Well, good luck. I'm off in search of a television. I want to see the latest news from Wimbledon.
Last.
Oh, she was never going to go.
Bless him, he's having a great time.
And now we can start having one too.
Right, what's next?
Something to eat?
You know what I'd really like?
What's that?
Strawberries, cream and champagne.
It's rather extravagant, isn't it?
That's what I want right now.
If that's what you want, then that's what you have. If there's anywhere doing it.
There's a martini at the flower show, one of the first things I noticed.
I see. Well, you better lead on, then.
At last! There you are.
Hi, Eddie.
I've been looking all over.
Is anything the matter? Do you need to get in the car or something?
Oh, no, nothing like that. I've come to escort you to lunch.
Lunch?
We found the perfect little spot.
Oh, right.
You see, the thing is, we were about to...
We were about to look at the slurry spreading kit.
Yeah, we've been looking forward to it all morning.
Yeah.
And you'll have plenty of time for it after lunch, which, by the way, is going to be our treat.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Our way of saying thank you for the lift.
Really? You don't have to.
We want to, and we're not taking no for an answer.
Right. Well... In that case...
Thanks.
This way.
What's the betting it's greasy burgers and lager-like dishwater?
That's the way round it, Clarita.
Sounds fiddly.
No, it ain't. If you want to grow them somewhere safe, put them in pots. They'll be all right by the back door.
Then what happens in winter?
Then we brings them into my lean-to. They'll be snug as anything in there.
If they ain't allergic to tobacco smoke.
Well, help keep it warm.
They look so pretty, though. I wouldn't mind growing some lilies.
They are, then.
You got enough seats for us all, then?
Oh, plenty here. Come and sit yourselves down.
This is exactly the place I had in mind, David.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah?
I'm glad Eddie caught you.
Oh, that's a little all over mine.
He told you we're paying for lunch.
We couldn't possibly. Yep. Not in here.
Yes, you can. We want this to be a proper thank you for bringing us.
Clary, love, we can't force them. They might want to eat somewhere cheaper, more homely.
Of course they don't. And remember, Eddie did all right on the World Cup, so we can afford it.
No more arguments, then.
Go on and sit down, David Archer. Your money's no good here.
Yeah, same principle Dad's been working on all day.
I was just telling David I fancied strawberries and cream.
Well, look, you've got to have a drink with it. I'm going to have a Pimm's.
Oh, Clary.
Well, ain't often we get a day out like this, so I'm making the most of it.
Quite right, too.
And, like you said, it's more fun in company, isn't it, David?
Yes. Yes, it is. I'm glad we all came together.
Now, if you want to decide what you're having, I'll go over and organise it.
Hello again, Mrs. Aldridge.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Afternoon. Thank you, Mrs.
Oh, what a small world.
Isn't it just...
You haven't seen Brian, have you?
No.
Oh, we're supposed to be meeting up in here.
No, he must be about the only person we haven't bumped into this morning.
Wonder if anybody left in Ambridge.
You'll never guess who I just saw.
Who's that?
Siobhan Hathaway.
Oh, here.
In the International Centre, working at one of the publisher's stands.
Oh, haven't been in there yet.
Must be very tiring for her, in her condition.
It must be.
I've got to admit, whatever the rights and wrongs of her marriage breaking
up... She's been no better than she ought to be, if you ask me.
Still...
It seems even the doctor's baby she's carrying, according to Mrs. Snell.
Well, I remember how difficult it is to be on your own and pregnant and still have to work.
Of course it is.
So in some ways, I can't help admiring her.
Brian moves on to any other business.
Sorry, meeting dragged on a little. Been waiting long?
Who says I've been waiting for you?
Oh, haven't you?
Maybe.
The only thing keeping me awake while the chair droned on was the thought of seeing you.
So you're happy to buy me afternoon tea?
If that's what you want, darling.
Oh, it is. I've been exploring. They serve it in the lounge.
Which is?
It's over there. Gorgeous leather sofas and very private.
Sounds ideal.
I thought we were going to get through that time.
Oh, these lights are awful.
Hey, soon be there, Nolly.
Are you all right, sweetheart?
Hey, how many more robots after this?
Two. Then we turn up by the station. You can't miss it.
Oh, okay.
Though parking could be a problem.
Oh, great.
Go on, say it.
What?
We should have left earlier.
Who said that? I didn't say that.
You're thinking it, though.
Am I?
Yes, but it's not fair. We'd be all right if you hadn't taken a wrong turning.
Oh, yes. So when you said turn right, and I actually turned right...
I meant left.
Of course you did. I should have realised.
No, because I was pointing left, sort of.
Hey, don't worry, we'll get there.
As long as we're in time.
Hey, we will be.
He's seen so little of us, and I know he feels bad about it.
No, this is a good idea, Kate.
I hope so.
It is.
As long as we catch him after the meeting. I want this to be a really nice surprise for Dad.
How's that?
Yeah.
Still not right?
Try crossing the handle over the other pitchfork.
Like this?
So they're crossing under, you know, right under the stars and stripes.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, that's more like it. Yeah, it's nice.
Let's see.
That looks good.
Oh, yes.
And if we put some more of Ruth's bales along there...
We need some of those for the marquee.
No, that's sorted. Tony's letting us have a load as well.
Ah, good man.
Yeah, and he's letting us have a couple of them real old hay rakes he's got kicking round.
Ah, that's decent of him. Yes, coming together nicely, isn't it?
Yeah, we're getting there.
Marquee in place? Grass cut?
No, what have I got to do? Yeah, just the flowers.
When are they coming?
Hoopers are delivering first thing tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Ah, excellent.
I say, can you manage?
Yes, of course I can. No heavier than a crate of lager.
Oh, yeah, we're getting the right look, aren't we?
Definitely. Ah, piece of paradise. Nashville on the Am.
At least there was some interest.
Mm.
They're keen to expand into Europe, so I felt it hadn't been a waste of the whole day.
No.
And I had a chance to look around the rest of the show.
Mm, that's something.
Oh, yes. There was a letter when I got home from my solicitor.
Oh?
The affidavit's been confirmed. You know, for the divorce.
Oh, good.
So that's all going ahead. All in all, it wasn't a bad day. Brian?
You're absolutely right. Pregnancy suits you down to the ground.
At the moment, anyway. After a rocky start.
You look quite beautiful.
Suppose the lad with the tea and scones turns up.
We could always have tea in one of the rooms.
I thought you had to get home.
Yeah, in a while.
Taking a room would be so decadent. We shouldn't.
It's only a wild thought.
We couldn't. Could we?
Get up. Go out of the other door.
What?
Now, Siobhan.
No.
Who's this in the lobby? Nolly, what are you doing here? How lovely to see you all.
Hi.
Are you going to say hello?
We've come to buy you tea, if that's okay.
You're not otherwise engaged?
No, of course not. Have you got a kiss for Grandpa?
Your meeting's finished?
Oh, yes, a few minutes ago. Actually, you're very lucky to catch me.
Well, we'd have been here sooner, but...
We had problem parking. Very naughty of you. You should have said you were coming.
We wanted it to be a surprise.
Aren't your mummy and daddy naughty? I'd have left by now. Only I ran into someone who did some translations for me a while back.
Oh, the woman with the duck hair?
Yes, Siobhan Hathaway. She used to live in the village.
The doctor's wife?
That's it. I was dying to get away, but you've got to be polite. Don't know if you saw her, Kate.
Dad, Nolly wants to get down.
Oh, do you, darling? There we are. So where are we having tea?
Oh, what about here?
No. The stuff they provided for the meeting wasn't very impressive. Oh. You like ice cream, don't you?
She loves it.
Then I know just the place. Authentic Italian ice cream parlour. 2 minutes around the corner. Come on, let's go.
Your outfit's all there? Hanging in your wardrobe?
Yeah, you can have another look, but don't take it off the hangers, all right?
OK, bye, Mum.
Oh, bye, love. See you tomorrow night.
Bye.
Thanks, Cathy.
It's only common sense for him to stay overnight.
I suppose, yes, but...
Thanks for, letting him be a page boy. It's a shame he's missing a whole day off school.
Ah, one day, one earth. But, no, it's good of you. We'll make sure he catches up.
And don't think we don't appreciate, letting him be involved. He's been involved in everything else, like it or not. So why not the wedding? It looks like Mr. Booth's heading for the ploughman's. Excuse me.
Right then, we'll make sure Carrie gets him back after the, when everything's finished.
Don't let her bring him back too early.
No.
I'm going to be so busy tomorrow.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm working late.
Oh, yes, I remember you said.
We've got a big stock take.
Well, you're good at that.
Not like here, Sid. It's much more complex at Lower Loxley.
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
And Elizabeth relies so much on me now when it comes to ordering.
Sure she does. From the sounds of it, you're going from strength to strength.
Anyway.
Yes.
The time I made a move.
Well, thanks again. We'll make sure. I'll get Jamie to bed at his usual time.
Right. I'll see you.
Yeah, bye, Kathy.
Sid?
Yes?
Tomorrow? Well, hope it works out this time.
You're not otherwise engaged, that's how she put it.
What did she mean by that?
I don't know. Something or nothing.
She definitely saw us.
I honestly don't know. Lucas did, but I don't know how much.
And they haven't said anything?
No, we left the hotel, had an ice cream and then came home.
And they didn't say anything at all about it?
No.
That's got to be good.
Well, Kate could hardly make a scene in front of Nolly, could she?
I suppose not.
I mean, I keep trying to remember. Did I still have my arm round you when I saw them?
I think so, yes. No, wait a minute.
Well, I have a feeling I'd let go. So if they were looking in...
I had my hand on your knee.
Oh, Lord.
They won't have seen anything.
Oh, it's such bad luck.
What will Kate do?
I don't know.
Will she talk to you first?
I simply don't know, Siobhan. I wouldn't put it past her to not say anything to me, just knock down the whole house of cards.
She'll tell Jennifer.
She might do. I mean, she'd never even want to stop and mull things over.
Oh, no.
Anyway, it's out of our hands.
Yeah. You'll let me know at once if...
Oh, yes, of course.
I mean, you're right. There's no sense worrying.
Yeah.
And there's probably nothing to worry about. Anyway, I'd better let you get on.
Yes.
Thanks for calling. I'll be thinking about you tonight.
Oh, thanks. Look, take care of yourself.
And you, Brian. Ring me soon.
Of course.
I mean, really soon.
Yes. Bye, Siobhan.
Bye.
Hello?
Dad?
Oh, what can I do for you?
It's Nolly's bedtime.
Oh, yes.
And you promised to kiss her goodnight.
I'll be right there. Just let me close this down. She enjoyed this afternoon.
He loved it.
Good. I was worried in case...
What?
In case I seemed flustered when we all met up.
Flustered?
It's the new chair of the local NFU. He's a complete god help us.
Have you seemed pretty surprised?
I was delighted.
Well, that's all right, then.
Funnily enough, I'd seen someone out of the corner of my eye a minute or two earlier.
wearing a top like yours.
I don't think so. I bought this in Joburg.
Well, I only got a glimpse, going past the lounge. I suppose you'd been in the hotel for a few minutes, looking round.
Dad?
Oh, there we are. Now, where's this young lady who wants a kiss?
Sid?
Do you need me downstairs?
No, it's quiet.
I didn't mean to disappear.
I wondered if you'd be in here.
Yeah. I love it when he stays over.
Yeah, I know.
I was meant to be reading this story, but he went spark out.
Well, he must have been exhausted.
He wore himself out. Clambering over the hay bales.
Oh, he looks so peaceful.
Yeah, whatever else happened between me and Kathy, and we had plenty of ups and downs. Having Jamie, well, that was the best thing.
Yeah, I know.
So, I can never... You know, I can never regret marrying her.
No, no one's asking you to, Sid.
No, I was thinking, it seems sort of... Well, disloyal to you somehow.
No.
Well, that's what I felt.
No, it isn't. I mean, it's like me and Wayne. Without him, there'd be no Fallon.
No.
So I wouldn't change the past, even if I could. Not if it meant losing her.
No, of course not.
Jamie and Lucy, I mean, they're part of who you are.
Yeah. Oh, that's what's so great about you.
Pay me compliments now.
Now, other people know that you're good fun.
Oh, no wrong with that.
No, but I know how much sense you've got and all.
Sense?
Yeah, real sense. Accepting how things are. Making the most of them.
Oh, look at his eyes. He's dreaming.
Yeah. I hope they're good ones, son.
There is one thing, said... don't bother me exactly, but...
What's that?
We aren't likely to have kids ourselves, are we?
Well, no. I mean, do you...
No, we're past that stage now, I reckon.
It's certainly be quite a challenge.
But does that make it any less of a marriage in your eyes?
No.
Honest?
Of course not.
You've no regrets at all about marrying me?
Absolutely none. Tomorrow can't come fast enough for me, Jolene.
It's Sid and Jolene's wedding day.
Outfits.
Well, presumably Sid borrowed the boots from Clint Eastwood.
Oh, Clint. I thought they looked very good together.
If you say so.
A bit nervous, though, when the registrar called them in.
Are they getting the old prenuptial chat?
Yeah.
Who's that in the corner?
Who? The mature woman?
No, next to her. In green.
Oh, I think it's Nikki.
Who?
Jolene's sister.
Oh, she's a bit of a looker.
Oh, stop it.
Do you know, I thought there'd be more people here.
There'll be plenty at the reception. The ceremony's meant to be family and close friends.
Oh dear, I committed a terrible faux pas turning up.
Don't worry about it.
I just seen the obvious thing to do. I mean, there's nothing much happening at Lower Loxley.
No?
Well, except Cathy's great stock take.
Today must be difficult for her.
Oh, she insisted she was okay earlier. Yeah, can't help feeling sorry for her, though.
Are you expecting to be bored during the service, Fallon?
Sorry?
Taking a cassette in with you.
Oh, no, there's a reason for that.
Well, I must say you're very nicely turned out.
Thanks. You're looking very smart yourself, Mr. Woolley.
Oh, you have to make an effort on these occasions, don't you?
Now, you haven't exactly gone for the country and western theme, have you?
Ah, now, look at this.
Oh, cowboys on your socks. It's nice.
I think they're ready, everybody. Oh, we're being waved in.
Oh, right. Oh,
are you Sidney Perks, free lawfully to marry Doreen Amanda Rogers?
I am.
Are you Doreen Amanda Rogers, free lawfully to marry Sidney Perks?
I am.
Now the solemn moment has come for these two persons to contract their marriage before you, their witnesses. Please stand. I, Sydney Perks, do take thee, Doreen Amanda Rogers, to be my lawful wedded wife.
I, Sydney Perks, do take thee, Jolene Amanda... Doreen Amanda Rogers, to be my lawful wedded wife.
I give this ring as a token of our marriage.
I give this ring as a token of our marriage.
I, Doreen Amanda Rogers, do take thee, Sydney Perks, to be my lawful wedded husband.
I, Doreen Amanda Rogers, do take thee, Sydney Perks, to be my lawful wedded husband.
I accept this ring as a token of our marriage.
I accept this ring as a token of our marriage.
Sydney Perks and Doreen Amanda Rogers, having made the declarations prescribed by law and having made a solemn and binding contract with each other in my presence and in the presence of the witnesses here assembled, you are now joined together as man and wife. No. You may kiss each other now.
Come here.
Go on, Lizanne. A little closer to Jamie. Jamie, don't pull a face.
Because that ain't Bartleby's best side, neither.
Oh, don't you worry, Joe. The pony and trap look lovely with these two in front.
Do you want me in the photo at all, Mr. Woodley?
Let's try one without, shall we?
Well, if you say so.
Bridesmaid and page boy together. Big smiles. That's it. Well done.
Dare say your photos would be more interesting than the official photographer's.
Oh, I doubt it.
It wouldn't take no more than two of me and Bartleby.
These are only little keepsakes for me and Peggy to look back on.
Any chance of a lift, Mr. Woolley? Nicky's pinched mine.
Eh?
I'm afraid the bench is full up, Fallon.
Oh, she was meant to be coming in the trap with me, her, Jamie and Lizanne.
Well, she isn't now.
See you back at home, sweetheart!
All right, Mum.
Oh, I must get a shot of the Cadillac.
Quite some in that car, isn't it?
Well, on a showy sort of way, I suppose.
So, you're stuck for getting back to the ball.
Too right.
Well, surely someone will have a space for you.
So I've asked everyone.
Well, there ain't no problem. Nicky's gone off.
She has, taking my lift.
Plenty of room in the trap, then.
What?
As long as you don't mind squeezing in a bit.
Isn't Mike brilliant?
I knew he went line dancing. I didn't realise he was this good.
Are you and Alistair going to have a go?
What?
Go on, then I might be able to drag David out.
Oh, well, maybe after the food's settled.
Oh, isn't the hog roast great?
What? Kenton does realise Nicky's married, doesn't he?
He's not still chasing after us.
Over by the hay rakes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that looks very friendly.
Dean doesn't look too happy.
Dean?
The husband.
Enjoying yourselves?
Oh, yes, we're having a great time, Sid.
What about you? That looks suspiciously like mineral water.
Yeah, well, I'm saving myself for more champagne later.
Ah, that's all right, then.
Yeah, I didn't risk going over the top. Not with the early start we've got tomorrow.
What time are you off?
Our flight to Chicago leaves at 10:30, and we're aiming to leave here around 6:30.
Hardly worth going to bed.
We'll manage a few hours.
And when do you get to Nashville?
We'll be there tomorrow night.
Oh, it all sounds so exciting.
Yeah, well, none of it's sunk in yet. I mean, getting married, the honeymoon, I'm wandering around in the days.
Oh, a happy one, I hope.
Sid, mate, fantastic zoo. Congratulations.
Thanks very much, Kenton.
Yeah, I'd love to stay longer, but you know how it is.
You're not going already. The reception's already started.
Yeah, commitments elsewhere, I'm afraid. Otherwise, I would be the last to leave, wouldn't I, Shula?
You certainly know how to enjoy a party.
Oh, what a pity. You've got to go.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Take something with you. Some grog?
No, it's all right.
Some booze?
Oh, thanks. And all the best to you and Jolene.
Yeah, cheers, then.
Cheers. Bye, you two.
Bye.
See you.
Oh, it's nice of him to turn up, if he's so busy.
Very thoughtful.
Well, I better see if Tom and Kirsty need a drink. Maybe slave it away like heroes.
So, what do you think? Leaving one step ahead of getting thumped, I reckon.
You've made it last, sweetheart.
It's a good job you had your mobile.
Well, I knew everyone would be worried if it didn't ring.
Are Lizanne and Jamie all right?
They're fine.
Well, what was the holdup?
There wasn't one.
But you've been ages getting here.
Well, that's a pony and trap for you. Oh. Especially when the driver keeps jumping down with his bucket and shovel.
Hiya.
Oh, hello.
I saw you were still hard at it when I got back. I'm not disturbing you, am I?
No.
Now, be honest, if you just want to get on with things...
No, I'm quite... pretty well finished for this evening.
In that case, can I interest you in a rather acceptable Australian Shiraz?
I thought you'd still be at the reception.
I tunnelled under the wire.
Oh, you weren't enjoying yourself?
No, not really.
Oh, what a shame.
Too soon after my own breakup, maybe.
It's
suppose it isn't the best time to enjoy someone else's wedding.
Mm. Plus, between you and me, it was the tackiest do I have ever been to.
No.
Oh, I think it was. Wall-to-wall bad taste. Rhinestones, silly Stetsons and awful music.
It can't have been that bad.
Believe me, it was. What sort of afternoon have you had?
Oh, busy.
It hasn't bothered you, the wedding?
No. What? Not much.
Oh, it would bother me.
Let's just say I've had better days.
Well, then, let's open the wine and improve this one.
Well, I'd love to, but I'm pretty well finished here.
Well, why don't I run you back to April Cottage and we'll celebrate there?
Celebrate what, exactly?
Not being at that blooming awful reception.
Before we cut the cake, I want to say a few words. No, don't worry, I'm not going to make a speech or anything. It's just a few thank yous, that's all. To Clary, Frieda and Betty, for one thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who've done a fantastic job with all the food and drink.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, thanks to Tom and Kirsty for their fabulous hog roast. A big thank you to Brookfield, Bridge Farm and everyone. Everyone else who's lent us bales and farming gear, which we hope you like the look of.
Oh, yeah. So don't forget Neil and Mike.
Oh, yeah, and a special thank you to Mike and Neil, who have offered to take it all back while Jolene and I are on our way to the States.
They're regretting in the morning.
But most of all, I want to thank the woman I'm now proud to call my wife, Jolene Perks.
Stop it. Oh, look, you're embarrassing me. Look, all I want to say is thank you to everybody for being here tonight, for making me feel at home in Ambridge, and for making this one of the happiest days of my life.
What bugs me is she gets a trip to the States. Sid only took me to the Lake District.
Well, in my book, Coniston Water shows a lot more taste than Dollywood.
Certainly wouldn't have been my first choice.
I don't know why Sid goes along with it.
Oh, that woman can make him do whatever she likes. Not that it bothers me anymore.
No?
Mm-hmm. Sid and I hadn't been getting on long before she turned up.
No, it was the same with me and Mel. You know, if Mariel hadn't come along, we'd have split up much earlier.
Oh, you must really miss your daughter.
Hey, come on. This is a celebration, not a wake, remember?
Sorry.
Oh, and since we're celebrating, you wouldn't happen to have another bottle around, would you?
Well, yes, I have. But if you're driving back...
Yeah, of course. I need a clear head.
And I need to keep an eye on the time.
Oh, sorry, I've outstayed my welcome.
No, not at all. Only Clary will be bringing Jamie back soon.
Rescuing him, you mean?
You said it, not me.
Anyway, you're right. It's time I was heading back. Oh. Well, thanks, Cathy. I've really enjoyed myself this evening.
Well, so have I.
Well, we must do it again. Sometime soon, eh?
No one will miss us for 5 minutes.
No, not while the drink's still flowing.
Of course not.
Well, everyone seems to be having a good time.
Yeah. Does it feel any different to you, being married?
Oh, give it a chance, Sid. It's only been a few hours.
Yeah, I know. A silly question.
Yeah, but I'm glad we've done it. Really glad.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I don't know if kissing you is any different now you're my husband.
Only one way to find out.
Oh. I'll keep till later.
David said I'll find you over here.
Evening, Jack.
Peggy's bringing the car round, and I wanted to say goodbye before we left.
Oh, you're not going?
Well, I've had one terrible hangover this week. I'm not risking another.
Well, thanks very much for coming. Oh, and thank Peggy as well.
It's been a real pleasure.
Oh, it's been great having you here.
You know, I've been remembering my own wedding all day.
That's only natural.
And all the years I spent courting Peggy. Had a very long wait for happiness, but it was worth it in the end.
Of course it was.
When you're with the right person, that's all that matters.
I couldn't agree more.
And you two look right together. Absolutely right.
Oh, what a nice thing to say.
Yeah. Oh. Thanks, Jack.
Have a wonderful honeymoon and every happiness together. Now, Peggy will be wondering where I've got to.
Oh, bye.
Yeah, bye. And thanks again.
He's right, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. We're two of the luckiest people going, Johnny.
Yeah. It might not have been easy getting here, but I'm so glad we made it, Sid.
Mike and Neil are keeping their word.
Thank you.
blimey! This isn't half of it. I didn't realise there was so much.
Yeah, there's the marquee to clear as well.
When's that being taken down?
Well, Fallon says they'll be here in an hour.
Oh, how come we got volunteered to clear up?
Well, you were only too happy at the time.
Yeah.
Least we can do for you, Sid.
Didn't seem so bad yesterday.
Most things seem pretty good then, from what I can remember.
That's a good night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Look, how about I get on the trailer and you chuck the bales up?
Yeah, fine. They got off all right.
Well, Sid and Jolie.
And Fallon kind of got much sleep. She saw them off not long after six, she said.
Yeah, well, she's a good kid.
Thinks a lot of her mum.
Right then.
We need to keep all this lot at one end, okay?
Okay.
They're all for Brookfield.
Oh, first drop there, then.
Yeah, the rest is all Bridge Farm. Except the fruit baskets and barrow.
Where are they going?
Oliver Sterling's.
Oh,
but he's picking them up himself.
Well, at least that saves us some work.
Well, are you suffering, then?
Oh, not too bad.
Thought I'd be worse myself, as a matter of fact.
Well, you sweated it out, that's why.
Well, I didn't do half what you did.
Well, I like the bit of the old line dancing, eh? Boring, kick and clap.
Yeah, very impressive.
Hey, I'll tell you what I like best.
Hog roast?
No. Kenton Archer doing a runner.
He did.
Yeah, next best thing. Well, I mean, you saw him chatting up Jolene's sister.
Yeah, I heard about it. I know her husband wasn't too pleased.
Oh, mate, what's he like, going after married women?
Emma doesn't think much of him.
No.
Nurse says he's tried chatting her up once or twice. And Hayley.
What?
Oh, no. Emma calls him a real sad case.
Passports, tickets.
She was so calm.
Yes, that was good, wasn't it? Sweets for Nolly.
I'm not saying I wanted her to be upset, but she didn't seem bothered at all.
Kate, Phoebe's going to miss you a lot.
I don't think so.
She gave you such a big hug and a kiss.
Yeah, but it was like, oh, I don't know, saying goodbye to a favourite auntie or something.
Kate, I have been so proud of you this holiday.
Have you?
I know how hard it is, seeing your little girl grow up with another family.
Too right it is.
But you've done so well. She's had a lovely time with you.
With us.
She knows how much you love her.
It's such a weird situation.
And you deal with it really well. The same way Phoebe has to deal with growing up in one family.
I know.
As well as having a mum and a little sister who live in another part of the world.
I know it's hard for her too.
Well, not so bad. She likes having two families.
Maybe.
But it's important she doesn't break her heart every time she has to say goodbye.
It could be months before we see her again.
Kate, the bond between you and Phoebe can never be broken.
No. No way, never.
But then you remember that, eh?
It was seeing her get back into Hayley's car, that's all.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, going back to her normal life.
And they give her a good life, Roy and Hayley. They're bringing her up well.
Yeah.
And we must let them get on with it.
Oh, don't you ever get tired of being sensible?
Yes, sometimes in the night I wake up and I pull faces at you. Now, have you checked we've got everything?
Do you know where my purse is?
No.
I suppose I've just got used to being back and now we're going again.
But you've had a good time.
Yeah, sort of.
Sort of?
Oh, it's there. Can you pass it to me?
What do you mean, sort of? I thought you'd enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, I have, but there have been a few awkward moments, haven't there?
Here.
Thanks. Oh, by the way, I haven't got any more sterling.
You don't need any. I've got £20 for the airport.
Okay.
What moments?
With Dad, mainly.
But he's loved having us here.
Yes, but...
What's wrong with your father?
He hasn't been himself this time.
But like you say, you're bound to notice differences when you haven't seen someone for a while.
No, it's not that. I like when we went for ice cream the other day. What did you think he was odd when we met up?
No.
No, neither did I.
And that's the problem?
Afterwards, he was worried about how he came across. He was afraid he seemed flustered.
So? He wants to know we enjoyed ourselves.
But Dad doesn't care how he comes across normally. I don't know. I had this crazy idea.
What?
You know he's cheated on Mum in the past.
You told me. A long time ago.
Well, the thought crossed my mind.
Oh, no.
Well, he was with Siobhan Hathaway at the hotel, right?
Don't be ridiculous.
I'm not. You saw them together.
No, I didn't.
You did? I was too busy with Nolly, but...
I saw them in the same room, not together. I wouldn't even know they'd been talking if Brian hadn't said.
Well, suppose it's him who got her pregnant.
That's crazy.
Why?
Because it's not true. Your mother and father are really, really close.
They seem to be.
They are. They're so affectionate together.
I know that.
As you say yourself, it's a long time since there was anyone else.
Yes.
Anyway, I don't want to be rude about your father, but...
What?
Siobhan's what? In her 30s?
I guess so.
So what is she going to see in someone your father's age? Hey, think about it.
Yeah, I'm being stupid, aren't I?
Yes. She's far too attractive, for one thing.
Oh, I get it. It's you I've got to keep an eye on, is it?
Hey, get off. Anyway, I've got the perfect alibi. I was in Joburg when she got pregnant.
So you say.
Hello.
Come in, Brian.
You just sound in high spirits.
Have you been saying goodbye to the lambs, Mummy?
Do you want to go to Mummy?
Oh, did you say bye-bye?
Well, I was just wondering how you're getting on. Only if we're going to be in good time for your flight...
We're just about ready.
Wouldn't do any harm to set off soon.
Well, we're all packed, aren't we, kid?
Hang on, can you look after Nolly for a moment?
Yeah, sure. Do you want me to start loading up the car?
Actually, I'm not quite ready, Dad.
Well, time is getting on, Kate.
Sorry, Lucas, I know you're probably right, but... is Mum still in the kitchen?
I think so, why?
I need to talk to her before we set off.
Anything I can help with?
No, not really, Dad.
Trailer secure, all round.
Has he cut the first?
Oh, wouldn't I know.
Yeah, you take that then. Won't take us long to drop this lot off.
I hope not.
Got much on later?
Oh, the usual. Seeing to me pigs, grading the eggs. What about you?
I'm up at home farm. Pressure washing the trailers.
Oh. Getting ready for harvest?
Yeah. Debbie's busy sending more lambs off, so I nabbed a couple of hours' work.
Good for you.
Up there last night sorting it. Jennifer Aldridge cornered me.
What for?
Telling us about some local football match she's discovered in her researches. They want to revive it for the fight.
Oh?
I was going to go back to the 18th century.
Really?
That went on for donkey's years, according to her. Ambridge against Darrington.
Football?
Well, yeah, I mean, they call it football. But what she was saying, knees and knuckles come into it more than anything else.
How come?
Well, what it was, they had this inflated pig's bladder, right?
Yeah.
The Darrington team had to get it over the Waterley Cross Road down into Aidenwood to win.
Okay.
While our lot had to force it over the Felpisham Road into Lowerwood.
That's a massive area to play out.
It is, isn't it?
You'd need an army.
Yeah, well, yeah. Trouble was, it usually turned a bit nasty.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, some years there was fatalities.
People got killed?
Well, sheep, mainly. Getting in the way.
And Mrs. Aldridge wants to do this at the fate?
No.
Oh, I was going to say.
The fate committee are looking at a revised version.
Which is?
Up and down the High Street, Darrington to get the ball in the river, Ambridge aiming for the pond.
Oh, that sounds more like it.
An hour maximum before the fate starts and no nipping into houses or using vehicles.
That could be quite a laugh.
Yeah, that's what I said. Though Christine Barford's worried it'll get out of hand.
No, not if the rules are clear enough.
Anyway, they're getting in touch with Darrington Parish Council, see if anyone's interested.
Hey, you know who they want to put in charge?
Who's that?
You're Roy. Huh? He did a great job organising the single wicket.
He did, didn't he?
Absolutely spot on.
Huh? Maybe he couldn't organise you a defence, though.
Very funny.
First ball to Christopher. First ball!
That's it. Give Grandma Jennifer a big, big kiss.
I'm sorry, but we really ought to keep an eye on the boards.
You ought to come back soon, Nolly. Very, very soon. Mum... I know, darling. I know it's not easy for you to come over.
But we love it when we do. And it's great when you come to us.
Don't forget, passport control can take forever with all the increased security.
Bye-bye, Nolly. I've got her. And you're to phone as soon as you get back.
Yes, straight away.
Just think, Jennifer. You'll be able to watch the Wimbledon finals undisturbed.
I don't want to.
But it'll be a lot easier without Nolly climbing all over you.
We'd give anything if you would stay longer, wouldn't we, Brian?
Yes, of course.
Oh, I wish you didn't have to go today. Oh, Mum, if you start crying... No, I won't. I promise. Goodbye, Lucas.
Bye, Jennifer. And thank you for a wonderful stay.
Oh, it was so lovely having you.
Brian.
Bye, Lucas.
Bye.
Hope you have a good flight.
Kate. Goodbye, darling. I'm going to miss you, Mum. And as soon as you get home, whatever time, bring... I will.
Except you'll be exhausted by the time you get back.
Yeah, well, we'll rest over the weekend.
Good idea. Now, I don't want to hurry you.
Take care of yourself, darling. I will. And remember what I said. Don't worry. I will. Please, I meant it.
Bye then, Kate.
Bye, Daddy.
Mm. Right, we'd better go through.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I've got the babes. You hold on to Nolton.
Bye, Nolly. Bye, darling. Bye.
Hi. Goodbye and thanks again.
Bye, Lucas. Bye, Grandma. Bye, bye.
Oh,
Brian.
I know it's sad, darling, but to be honest, they seem ready to go back.
Well, how can you say that?
Well, Kate gets so unsettled. She's been all over the place the last couple of days.
Well, is it any wonder, leaving all of us again?
I suppose so.
Oh, we might see them going through the walkway.
I mean, take this morning. I mean, at the last minute, she gets into a lather and has to have a chat with you. I mean, never mind if we're all late.
Oh, they're not going that way.
I mean, what was all that about, for heaven's sake?
Mm-hmm. Oh, nothing.
Really?
Not quite nothing.
Jenny?
Well, she feels so upset about leaving Phoebe.
Phoebe?
She made me promise to send over every last scrap of news about her.
Well, we do that anyway.
Well, not enough, apparently. And Kate wants to hear the tiniest little details and have more photographs sent out.
Oh.
Only she's afraid Lucas will think she's interfering.
Interfering?
Mm. With the way that Roy and Hayley do things.
Oh, I see.
And of course he won't think that.
No, of course not.
And she knew it was no use asking you. You don't always notice the little changes with Phoebe.
And that's all it was?
Yes.
All that fuss?
It's important to her, darling.
Well, yes, I can see that.
Anyway, we may as well head back.
Look, let's drop into the bar first, shall we?
For a drink?
Why not? A large whiskey and soda would go down very nicely right now.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Rosemary Watts and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.